Okay, learn Shemin Tzchus of Rosh Shlomo Din Yabin from Abbasar Shachar Yisrael. First idea, we're going to connect a little bit also the last few ones to other as well, but let's start off with the first idea. First idea is brought down by the Chidush Sharim, the first Ger Rebbe. Still, the Klai shall stir Har Sinai, Ve'ila Mishpatim, Asher Tosim, Lefneim. And these are the judgments that you shall place before them. Rashi says it's a Klal in the Medrash. And every single time it says Ve'ila with a Vav, and these, most of Al Rishon, they're always trying to add on to what was right before. Maha Rishonim Misina, Af Eila Misina. Just like the ones before were said at Har Sinai, so too these rules in the Parsha are also said at Har Sinai. So the Chidushim asks a very simple question. He says, at the end of the day, we know the whole Torah was given at Har Sinai. Why Dafka does Rashi point out over here that these rules were also given at Sinai? So Chidushim wants to explain an amazing thing. Chidushim wants to explain that even though sometimes there might be logical things, like you shouldn't steal, you might think, okay, even if it's not in the Torah, we're going to observe it, because that's what society says the Chidush Sharim. The main thing to know is the reason why we keep the rules is not because they're logical, is because we know they come from the Torah. Even the things that make sense, don't think that you're doing something because it's right, because society says it's right. You're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. And that's specifically what Rashi is trying to say here. That these two were given to Sinai. And don't think that, just because you know you shouldn't steal and you know all these Ben Adam L'Chavero take the halachas, you might think that it's the right thing to do. No. We do them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do them. Second idea we know comes from later in the Parsha, a few psukim later, Chav Beis Zayin. The pasuk says, right, it's talking about when someone steals money, when a man will give money for his friend to safeguard, and they're stolen from the house. So what happens? The pasuk says, if the thief will not be found, then the householder shall approach the judges with the claim that he had not laid his hand upon his fellow's property. He basically has to swear that he didn't take it. Rami Pramachan says such a beautiful pshat. He says this is a drush pshat. It's not a halachic pshat. It says, want to know the nikra of Baal Bayis Alolokim? A Baal Bayis refers to a Jew. The nikra of Baal Bayis Alolokim. You want to know how to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's only if you mlo shalach yado mamlech Yisrael. If you made sure that you were clean in your ben adam l'chaveiro, and you never blemished your friend, you never hurt your friend at work or a text message here or in shop at the Shabbos meal. That's a nice, very beautiful pshat. The nikra of Baal Bayis Alolokim. You want to know how Baal Bayis comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have to make sure you never hurt your friend at work or at home or whatever it is. Beautiful, beautiful idea. The third idea comes from the Kotzker Rebbe. Very similar message to the Kotzker Rebbe's Yartzeh was just on Shabbos, Chav Beis Shvat. So it says, if you look in the Parsha, also a little later on, Chav Beis, Per Chav Beis, Psukim Chav Av Chav Beis, the Torah warns us that we shouldn't persecute a widow or an orphan. Kol Man of Yosam Lo Sa'anun, you shouldn't persecute a widow or an orphan. But now listen to the double lashon on Pasuk Chav Beis. Chav Beis, Chav Beis. Interesting. The Kotzker Rebbe's Yartzeh is Chav Beis, and the Dvar Torah is Chav Beis, Chav Beis. Im ana sa'ana oso, kim sok yitzach elai shema eshma tzak oso. If you persecute him, if he will cry out to me, I shall surely hear his cry. But if you look in the Pasuk, it says ana sa'ana, tzak yitzach shema eshma, right? All these double lashons. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, why do you have all these double lashons over here of the almana, of the widow, and also of the orphan? Kotzker Rebbe says when you hurt someone who in a business deal, okay, you did something wrong to them, but when you hurt an orphan, when you hurt a widow, what happens to them? You're reminding them of their pain that they once had, because not only did you hurt them now, you didn't invite them to the Shabbos meal, you did something wrong in business to them, but now you're bringing up past pains to them, and you're double, it's a double whammy for them. So it's a very, 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 very Kotzker word. It says, you want to know why it says a double lashon? Ki im sa'ok yitzak. You're going to cause him, when you call him to the screen, he's going to think about his screams in the past. Elo shema shema sosak. So then he's going to listen. I'm going to hear his cry. Not only hear his cry, says Hashem now, I'm also going to remember his cry from the past as well. That's why, says Kotzker Rebbe, a person has to be so careful when dealing with an orphan or with a widow. I think it applies to anyone, anything in life. And someone that we know, someone has gone through a pain, to be extra sensitive, because at the end of the day, even if we have to be extra sensitive to everyone, but specifically the people that went through such pain, you don't want to bring back awful feelings. And not only are you going to pain them now, but you're going to bring back those feelings as well. And we're going to, so there's a very, very, very big, 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 big Ben Adam Lachaveiro, Ben Adam Lachaveiro message. We're going to start, off with the Ben Adam Lachaveiro one more Torah, and we're going to get back to the Ben Adam Lachaveiro. Now, this Shabbos, we know, is we're benching Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Chiddush Harim, the second idea of the Chiddush Harim, says an amazing thing. It says, you know, with the same way that Elul is the month to prepare before Tishrei, Elul is the month of Tshuva. You know, there are two types of tshuvas. There's tshuva meyira and there's tshuva me'ava. Elul says, the Chiddush Harim, Elul is the tshuva meyira. You're preparing for Rosh Hashanah. The tshuva out of fear, repenting out of fear. So if we know that Elul is the month before Tishrei, what's the month before Nisan? Adar. Adar says, Chiddush Harim, Adar is the time of tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava. Adar is Elul, is the month before Nisan, is the time to be able to tshuva out of love. When the Gemara says someone who does tshuva out of love is on a higher level than out of year, right? Someone who just tshuva out of fear, you only change the purposeful sins into accidental sins. But someone who does tshuva out of love, you change the sins that were learned on purpose into schuis, into merits. So Adar is a very, very big time to do tshuva out of love, to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu out of love and not out of fear. And finally, the fifth idea, we're going to talk a little bit about Shkalim. You know that the Shabbos Parsha Shkalim, the Shabbos that we bench Rosh Chodesh Adar. And we know the Mishnah says, but the Alexander Rebbe explained the Nismach Yisrael, the first piece, or Rosh Chodesh Adar. We know the Mishnah says in Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. And then the first day, Mashmian Ala Shkalim. They used to announce the time to be able to bring the Shkalim. So the Pasha Peshad of the word Mashmian, look at the Lashon of Mashmian. Mashmian, the Lashon is Yishma, is to announce. Says Alexander Rebbe, he wants to say, we know the whole idea of Purim is lechinos hakol yehudim, the Jewish people have to come together. That's what Esther Amalka says to Mordechai before she goes in. And he quotes, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It says, Mashmin al Hashkalim doesn't only mean it should announce, Mashmin also can mean you should come together. He says, Shema means to come together, that the Jewish people should come together. And that's what it means. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael. Once the Jews come together, then Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is one. And that's the whole word of the whole month of Adar. A person can be able to come together. That's what Esther Malka is. Her last will, her last thing was that she told Mordechai before she went into Achashverosh, the Jewish people together. Right? The Pashup Shad is it's machrizin. Mashmian is a lashon machrizin. No, but it also means to come together, to gather, to bring everyone together, to scatter, to be able to bring everyone together. That's what really the Mishnah says, and that's what he says. The Pasuk says in Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's what we know, the famous idea from the Alshach and others as well, is that's why a person is only a machs to shekel. Right, the mitzvah of Shkalim is only half a shekel because you're able to realize that you have to take your half shekel and be able to combine it with another half shekel. So five ideas tonight. The first idea we saw from the Chiddush Harim. Why is it that we needed to know that these Torahs were also from Har Sinai? Because you might think that they're sociological mitzvahs. You shouldn't steal, you shouldn't kidnap, you shouldn't do all these things. Comes along the Chiddush Harim, comes along Rashi to tell us that we don't just do these things when they're logical. We do these things because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to. And finally, the second idea, Rameir Pramashlan, you want to know what a good Jew is? A good Jew is, Menikra Balabayas, Elokim, you want to know how to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Im lo shalach yodo, b'melech tro'eo, chav be'zayin. When you make sure you didn't hurt your friend. That's the same idea from the Kotzker. Why is there double lashon by the, when you shouldn't hurt an orphan or a widow? Because when you hurt an orphan and a widow, not only you're hurting them then, you're also bringing up terrible pains. And that's really the fifth idea we're going to get back to in a second. The fourth idea is the Elul. We know Elul is Tshuva Meira, and Tisha is Tshuva Meira. But the higher level says the Chiddush Harim is Adar Nisan's times of Tshuva Me'ava. Can come out to Kadosh Baruch Hu Tshuva out of love. Love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, love for each other. And that's the whole idea from the Alexander Rebbe. That why is it Why is that the halacha that the first day of Adar they were announced because they had to be able to get the achdus in? And Mashmian says Alexander Rimi, Mashmian Shema come together, and that's what the pasuk is Shema Yisrael. Once the Jews come together, then Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Which we zochah bez Hashem to be very, very take these messages of Avis Yisrael and Adam Lechaveru, and we zochah be able to come to Rosh Chodesh Adar, Bekdusha bez Hashem as we enter in to the other, the holy month of other Be'ez Hashem. Shkoich.